This morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in Supervisor Victoria Perotti. Victoria, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And
thank you for having me.
Okay, for all transparency, Tri-State Public Communications does, of course, operate the Bargain Barn. And Victoria, in one of her many things she does, she has volunteered for us in the past. So I just want people to understand that as well. That has no bearing on this interview, but just being transparent. Well, Victoria, for people that live in Connecticut and probably some that live in New York, explain what is coming up with you and you're running for once again supervisor in Armenia.
Yes, I'm actually running for my fifth term. I've been supervisor since 2014, been on the town board since 2006, was elected to 2 4-year terms. I love Armenia. Armenia is a wonderful place to live, and the people care about each other and help each other whenever they can. Armenia has seen downtown Armenia has been rejuvenated within the last several months with 9 new businesses. We have a bakery, landscaping company, bookstore, spa, barber shop, Hispanic goods and food stores, cellular store, clothing store, interior design. Four Brothers did a beautiful job renovating the old Doobie building, and the building housing the new spa and barbershop is being remodeled. Our contractor is currently marking out the sidewalk in front of the post office. We have a $71,000 CDBG grant to repair the sidewalk there, and also an engineer is working on a plan to extend the sidewalk to Beekman Park through a $150,000 CDBG grant. So we have a lot happening. We want to keep Armenia a walkable community.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So you've been supervisor now for that many terms, and it's amazing the difference that has come about and the growth of Armenia over those years. And how, you know, taking a look at what has happened in Armenia, and taking a look at the responsibilities of the board and yourself as supervisor, what are the most important things that you see coming up in the potential next 2 to 4 years?
Well, I see more economic development in Armenia and Wasaic. We're, you know, currently looking at ways to build out our infrastructure so that, you know, more businesses can either expand. The other thing we're looking at is affordable housing. What we've heard from the businesses is that it's difficult for their workers to find afford, you know, work housing, you know, in order to make a living and pay their rent too. So that's something we're working very hard on to provide more housing for the workforce in Armenia and Mosaic.
Now, explain to me, because I'm a little confused. Is there a primary coming up and the election? This is where I'm a little confused on here.
Well, June 22nd is the Republican primary.
Okay.
And I have an opponent for.
All right.
And also town board seats that are being contested.
All right, and is there voting going on now? Early voting going on right now?
Yes, early voting started on June 12th, and the closest place to Armenia and Marseille for early voting is Cooperative Extension. But the primary that's held on June 22nd, all of the election districts will only be voting in one place. And that'll be at the Wasaic Firehouse from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right. Yeah, I was reading in the Poughkeepsie Journal the other day about the early voting, and I was a little surprised that there's just one location, but I guess in a state the size of New York, that's probably the easiest way to set up early voting for people. Are absentee ballots also available for this primary?
Yes. Actually, there's more than one early voting site,
but
the closest one to here is the Cooperative Extension.
And
there's more in Poughkeepsie and out that way.
All right. And as we sit here today, when we're talking about this live on the air on June 17th, the pandemic, how has the town come through the pandemic over the course of year and a half?
Well, navigating a 2021 pandemic budget was challenging with additional expenses for plexiglass masks, sanitizers, gloves, disinfectant, and hiring a professional to fog the town hall rooms when two employees contracted COVID-19. In addition, state and sales tax revenue decreased when businesses closed and housing construction was halted. That also decreased building fees. Governor Cuomo's executive orders for COVID-19 limited youth program activities, but all budgeted baseball lines, are available for baseball teams and other activities. And when COVID-19 restrictions lifted, budgeted senior trips resumed, and the budgeted annual free chicken barbecue senior picnic dinner will be held on July 31st for pickup and delivery. The pandemic limited, our access to our customers at the town hall for safety reasons. But we are fully open now for business.
All right, so it's been quite a wild year. I guess my final question to you with I know there's your love of the town. We're speaking with Victoria Perotti, who is once again running for another term as supervisor. With the year just finished with the pandemic and everything, why would you want to do this again?
I wasn't sure if I was going to run for another term, and then the pandemic hit, and I just could not leave my town in the middle of a pandemic. And, there's a few other things I want to see through. One of the things we're going to be doing tonight is voting on a RFP for our highway garage. The highway superintendent's been looking at other towns' highway garages, and we've been investigating ways to fund a new garage, and that's one of my goals that, I want to get started and get in place before I leave.
Well, like we said earlier in this interview, Armenia has a lot of new businesses in it now, and of course, Four Brothers has made Armenia. I don't think they realized when I interviewed them, they didn't realize that they would become a destination point, but they have. They've made Armenia a destination point, and all I can say is good luck in your primary and in the election coming up, Victoria. And by the way, we do appreciate you and your efforts of volunteering over at the bargain board in Sharon.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for talking to me this morning.
Okay, Victoria, have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Victoria Perotti, who running for, once again, supervisor in Armenia, New York.